There has been a disturbing trend of people giving very little thought to what Memorial Day is supposed to be about. For too many, this day and weekend is just another holiday, another celebration filled with picnics, games, and laughter. Some even use this as a quick weekend start of summer fun. No, nothing wrong with fun. I mean, yesterday, Castaic Lake, Swim Beach reopened for the season. Six Flags Hurricane Harbor reopened. And today, right now, in fact, the Indy 500's going on. I hope nobody here is, like, watching it on their smartphone or anything. Yeah. So, and Knott's Berry Farm has their Memorial Sunday fireworks this evening at 9:45, and they're giving free admission to anyone with military ID and plus discounts for their family and such. So pretty good stuff. It's been a great weekend for, like, boating, swimming, golf, tennis, and pickleball. If you don't know about pickleball, it's a tennis-like game using ping pong paddles and a perforated plastic ball, similar to a wiffle ball. If you want to know more about it, go look at the City of Santa Clarita's Seasons magazine, you know, their quarterly magazine. Talks about what's going on and, you know, everything in their spring 2017 issue. It's on the front cover, and there's a big article in it. And apparently there's a bunch of pickleball courts now available in the city. So, anyway. Memorial Day is arguably our most sacred holiday of our national civil religion, if you will. So, it's a time to honor the brave men and women who sacrificed their lives in defense of the many freedoms that all Americans enjoy. They fought for those standing at their side and for their loved ones at home. Their loss of life is immeasurable for their parents, spouses, children, family, friends, and their battle buddies. On June 19, 1879, General Sherman delivered an address to the graduating class of the Michigan Military Academy, in which he may have uttered that famous phrase, "War is hell." Now, Reverend David Pyle, a chaplain in the U.S. Army Reserve, he talked about that and said that he wished for a day when the problems were solved by meeting and not killing, because too often those who should be meeting are rarely the ones who face killing. Clinton Lee Scott, a Universalist minister from the 1930s to the 1950s, he once said, "Always it is easier to pay homage to our prophets than to heed the direction of their vision." Our fallen, our soldiers who did not make the wars, but whose lives were consumed by them, these are our prophets for today. The true meaning of Memorial Day is not homage to them. It's not to honor those who served, those who have died for our nation, because honor is an easy way out of the vision that they call us to. The true meaning of Memorial Day is to remember. To remember the cost of war is almost always too high. Remember the price that our soldiers paid. Remember the price to their families. And remember the physical, psychic, emotional, and spiritual wounds that the survivors of war on all sides carry with them till the end of their days. It's to remember the lives that were never lived, and to remember the horrors unleashed upon civilian populations by tools of modern warfare. The true meaning of Memorial Day is to remember. It is a national day of mourning. It should not be a celebration. It should not really be a holiday. You may not know, but the National Memorial Day basically started as such during the Civil War. People would gather and would actually decorate graves, This is while the war was going on. And now, that's an ancient practice, decorating graves, so it's not something that's brand new. But it is something that is the start in the United States of becoming a national item. There is an apocryphal story that in April of 1863 in Columbus, Mississippi, after decorating graves of her two sons, both who died for their beloved South, an elderly woman walked two mounds of dirt at the corner of the cemetery to place memorial flowers on those graves there. And her friends are going, "What are you doing? Those are graves of two Union soldiers." And softly, that compassionate mother said, "I know. I also know that somewhere in the North, a mother or a young wife mourns for them as we do for ours." I'd like to think this was a true story. Another one says that Memorial Day practices of decorating graves with flowers originated by the newly freed slaves in Charleston, South Carolina, who gathered on May 5th in 1865 to express their gratitude to the Union soldiers who had perished in an open-air Confederate prison. There are a lot of different conflicting stories. Congress, in I think it was 1968, declared that the practice began in Waterloo, New York. But who's to say? Now, one thing we do know is that Mrs. Mary Logan, who was the wife of General John A. Logan, who was the commander-in-chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, that is a fraternal organization composed of Civil War veterans of the Union military, and that Grand Army of the Republic lasted from 1866 to 1956 when its last member passed away. Anyway, she went and was looking at different battlefields in Virginia and visited a church in Petersburg, Virginia. And she saw these graves had flowers on them and went looking at all of them in the cemetery there and found they were all for Confederate soldiers. She thought it was a lovely idea, so brought the idea back to her husband, General Logan, and he liked it so much that he issued General Order Number 11 for the Grand Army of the Republic that on the 30th of May, 1868, it is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. That date, which he ended up calling Decoration Day, was chosen because May 30th was not the anniversary of any particular battle, and springtime, so flowers would be blooming and be readily available. Decoration Day began spreading through all the states, and within a couple of decades, all of them had picked it up. And May 30th was Decoration Day. Well, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act of 1971 changed it from May 30th to the last Monday of May. We now have a three-day weekend. So the end result of this was that Decoration Day, which had was observed by holding church services, which were filled, and by not going to stores, which were all closed. Now, in today's culture, Memorial Day observances have been basically completely reversed. All those sales going on Memorial Day weekend, so we go to the stores, and a lot of the churches, particularly on Memorial Day, if they hold a service, aren't filled. So, we have a situation now where this weekend is more about picnicking, fireworks, and shopping on Walmart than it is about remembering what happened with our fallen soldiers and why. because of this reversal of the meaning and the fact that the original meaning is being lost, there has been a move by several different people and organizations to restore the May 30th date, do away with Monday Memorial Day, and put Memorial Day back on May 30th. Though, so as to not lose out on a three-day weekend, they propose that Armed Forces Day, which is the third Saturday of May, become the three-day weekend and have that be the holiday. This kind of reminds me that it's important that we remember our fallen and their sacrifice. And as I mentioned earlier in the intergenerational message, that we remember them by name. There is an old ancient saying and belief in a couple of different cultures that someone says, if my name is said in some form, I am still alive because I have not been forgotten. In the United States, if we were to take a look at the list of names for all of the wars that have been fought, it'd be a very long list. As of just a few days ago, from 1775 to present, according to the Wikipedia page on the United States military casualties of war, we've had 666,441 or more combat deaths, 673,929 service people who have died for non-combat reasons, totaling basically more than 1.3 million deaths. If you include the almost 1.5 million wounded, our total casualties are sitting about 2.85 million over our history. And that doesn't count the just over 40,000 who are missing in all those years. As was said last week, our country has been at war 90% of its existence. And these numbers bear that out. Now, I'm glad to see that Santa Clarita is making sure that it does remember what Memorial Day is all about. As I mentioned again earlier, the Eternal Valley Memorial Park and Mortuary is hosting the annual Memorial Day celebration where the community gets together and we honor our American heroes. That's what they really are, who gave their lives in the line of duty. And by the way, this year it includes the Condor Flying Squadron, which is a bunch of AT-6 planes that have a very unique vintage sound to them. They'll be doing a flyover. There will be different tributes to veterans and different speakers, and the more than 500 area Brownies, Girl Scout, Cub Scouts, and Boy Scouts will have placed over 5,000 American flags on the graves of veterans there. And again, following the ceremonies, they will be gathering at the Veterans Memorial Wall to read the more than 850 names inscribed on the wall. Oh, and in case you're worried, this all happens tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and refreshments are provided. So, all of these deaths, all of these people who sacrificed their lives, we decide what those sacrifices mean and what they're worth, because they died because they loved us even though we were strangers. That means that we're going to decide, what is it that we uphold? Is it the values like love of neighbor, love of our enemies, peace? How about civility? Tolerance, acceptance, kindness. Recently in TED Talk 2017, Pope Francis gave a speech And he spoke on the need for tenderness as a value we need to uphold. And there's gratitude, and there's also responsibility. If you think about what these soldiers went through and what all these wars have been like, because war is hell, it makes all our little daily struggles like delayed flights, traffic congestions, children who forgot things for school, and all these other minor daily irritations, they all get placed into a brand new perspective. Maybe we can be a little more patient with all of them. Part of the responsibilities also include actively holding our elected leaders accountable. It doesn't matter whether you are liberal or conservative or whatever else you might want to call yourselves. We all have a responsibility to hold our elected officials accountable to us for their actions and their decisions. Remember, they're not our leaders, they're our employees. We also have to hold ourselves accountable for a lot of things. And this probably means that we may need to change how we do things in our society. We created our social system that we live in today, and we continue to create it. So we can edit and change it. Tradition is important, but not because we've always done it that way, because frankly we haven't. So we can get an opportunity to do it. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, when he was talking at the TED 2017, he suggested substituting the word self with the word other, as in, instead of self-help, other help. Instead of self-esteem, other esteem. He said, we can face any future without fear so long as we know that we won't face it alone. Time that we start looking at one another and making a community and really forcing violence to truly become the very last resort instead of the one everyone tries to jump at right away. The best way to honor all veterans and all our fallen is to make sure that there are as few new veterans and as few new fallen as possible. So the many who've lost their lives in war, we remember them today. If their death can awaken us within us in an understanding of humankind and of our need to break down barriers of hate and to call on all of us to discover in each other our common humanity, then we were remembering them as they should be remembered and remembering what they gave for us so that we might build a better world. Pope Francis's talk at the TED Talk was titled, Why the Only Future Worth Building Includes Everyone. That's how we honor them, by including everyone. Thank you.